Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. Today, we're diving into something super important, building healthy conflict resolution skills. You know, that whole agree to disagree thing, but like, actually meaning it and not letting disagreements turn into full-blown epic battles? Ever felt like you were stuck in an endless loop of arguments with a friend or family member? You know that feeling when everything feels heavy, tense, and like you're both digging in your heels instead of finding common ground. Yeah, I get it. But guess what? We can totally break free from those patterns and learn to navigate conflict constructively. Now, before we dive in, let me be clear. This isn't about becoming a master negotiator or always getting your way. It's about understanding that conflict is a natural part of life, a chance for growth and deeper connection. Think of it like working out for your relationships. You wouldn't shy away from a good workout because it might be challenging, right? So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy conflict resolution skills. 1. Listen actively, really listen. This one's huge. It means putting down your phone, making eye contact, and truly focusing on what the other person is saying. Not just waiting for your turn to speak or thinking about your rebuttal while they're talking. Think of it like being a detective. You're trying to understand their perspective, their feelings, and what's driving their words. 2. Embrace empathy. Try to see things from the other person's point of view. Even if you don't agree with them, understanding where they're coming from can make a world of difference. You might be surprised at how much common ground you actually share. Remember, we all have different experiences and backgrounds that shape our opinions. 3. Find your calm down button. We all get heated sometimes, right? It's natural, but when things start to escalate, take a moment to breathe, count to 10, or even step away for a few minutes to cool down. This prevents saying things you might regret later and gives everyone time to process their emotions. 4. Focus on I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing, try using I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try, "I feel," when. This helps you take ownership of your emotions and makes it less likely the other person will feel defensive. 5. Compromise, don't conquer. Remember, conflict resolution isn't about winning or losing. It's about finding a solution that works for both parties. Be willing to compromise and find middle ground. Think of it like a dance. You both need to move in sync to make beautiful music. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and her best friend, Liam, are planning a trip together. Sarah wants to go hiking and explore the outdoors, while Liam prefers relaxing on the beach and soaking up the sun. They start arguing about their plans, each feeling stuck on their ideal scenario. But then, they remember these conflict resolution tips. Sarah takes a deep breath, listens to Liam's desire for relaxation, and suggests finding a destination with both hiking trails and beautiful beaches. Liam, in turn, acknowledges Sarah's love for adventure and agrees to try some light hikes with her. See how it works? They find a compromise that satisfies both their needs, strengthening their friendship instead of causing tension. Now, remember this. Building healthy conflict resolution skills is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but keep practicing these tips, and you'll become more confident in navigating disagreements with grace and understanding. You've got this. This episode has been all about equipping you with practical tools to handle conflict constructively. Take those I statements with you, remember to listen actively, and never underestimate the power of empathy. Now, go out there, practice those skills, and let me know in the comments how it goes. Share your stories, your tips, and any questions you have. I'm here to keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And until next time, remember to keep that mind calm and focused. You are amazing, just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.